You're back with us at GoldSeek.com Radio. Today's featured guest, Bill Murphy from Gata.org. Well, Bill Murphy runs the Gold Antitrust Action Committee Gata with Chris Powell, exposing the gold market manipulation story. Welcome back.
My pleasure. Anytime, Chris.
We've heard a lot about Venezuela's woes, obviously trouble with the bolivar, huge inflation, and maybe even on the cusp of hyperinflation. Anyone holding gold is in much better shape. You know, their economy had struggled for so many years that few people could afford it. Well, India now is the latest domino, at least in the currency arena, to fall. They've eliminated something like 86% of its paper money. About 90% of the transactions require physical money, unlike here, where it's only maybe 30%. And there's just, from what we're reading, chaos in the streets. Do you care to comment on the implications for gold and silver, given their propensity to purchase the yellow metal and silver?
Well, Chris, those are good things to bring to attention, for sure. I just wish at some point any of this would make a difference. Nothing matters except what the gold cartel.
Truck drivers walking off the job, ATMs running dry, just like in Venezuela.
It's the sign of future times coming our way, but not yet.
So you feel that this would likely increase demand for gold and silver, especially silver, because it's much more affordable for the masses, you know, 700 million or more folks in India. They already have a high demand. People will just need something to fill the void for daily transactions, if nothing else.
Well, that's a very good point. It's a bit scary, and that's one of the main reasons a lot of times people go to gold and silver.
Another story making the rounds, evidently huge demand for precious metals mining shares from China, will soon be able to purchase North American gold shares, which could be a boost for our lagging precious metal shares, at least in this recent reaction. Any thoughts on how that might improve prospects for our mining companies?
Well, ever since I've been involved with Gata towards South Africa in 2001, we've had word of the Chinese moving in, you know, to the gold and silver markets in every way imaginable, you know, thinking about the big picture. And they do it very quietly and behind the scenes. And it can only be obviously a big plus for new demand for the shares. And the Chinese know what's coming down the road, and they know what the gold cartel has done to keep the precious metals prices down at these artificially low levels, and they're taking advantage of this opportunity to stock up.
Clearly, with the new administration in place, we're going to see what looks like a larger budget for infrastructure projects. That means increased demand for copper and other base metals. But it would also seem to imply more volatility in the system, perhaps, than we were used to. There's a lot of big question marks, although we've seen a risk-on trade in recent days. Eventually, one would think that investors would look to shield themselves from uncertainty in the future. Do you think that might bode well for the precious metals?
Well, absolutely. And if I may, Chris, I like to get into something I think is one of the most important things that I've ever discussed in 18 years, you know, doing our Gata stuff. And that what was done on after the election was the biggest psych ops operations I've ever seen in my life. It was well planned. The PPT, the Plunge Protection Team, and Gold Cartel were ready for what happened. They knew all of a sudden on Sunday, we know by what Comey, all of a sudden, you know, tossing the Clinton email situation out the window and gave no apparent reason. And then after the election, you know, everyone figured, well, if Trump wins, when nobody was planning on it, nobody, that obviously the market would go down, gold would soar. It started to happen for about an hour or so, and they were ready. And the Plunge Protection Team went after the stock market, the gold cartel sold gold and silver. And they did it to change the whole psyche of what was going on. Because of some of the stuff we've talked about earlier in other countries, they were petrified things could fall apart after the election. And they wanted to change the whole psyche, you know, to maintain order, to maintain their wealth they've created. And guess what? It worked to perfection. All of a sudden, you know, the stock market's at new highs, gold gets slaughtered, and everything is copacetic. And it's just one of the most astounding things that's ever happened. And I think that's going to reverse itself dramatically in the months ahead, and it's going to set up, this is one of the best risk-reward situations I've ever seen in gold and silver because of what they have done.
We're starting to see signs of what you're talking about, I think, at least in the commitment of traders reports, record speculative levels. And of course, the smaller investors are piling in to the precious metals. Obviously, you would expect that because of the sharpness of the rally. But as that starts to diminish, we usually see the smarter money start to load up. And it looks as though they're getting ready to do just that on the precious metals during the weakness here.
It's the crooked money, not the smart money. When you've got all that wealth and power and able to move markets and do it surreptitiously, that's what's happened. And you're correct. Right now, the open interest has collapsed in gold and silver, which means the specs, longs are getting out in droves, maybe even getting short. There's absolutely no interest in the public right now, from my understanding, different dealers. In other words, the public's been scared away, figuring if this is what's going to happen after a Trump win, what's the point? And this is what they wanted to create. And you're correct again. The gold cartel are covering their shorts and getting out of these positions, and it's setting up a move to the upside. And the only question is whether we go through the same drill we've seen over and over again, that as soon as the markets turn, you know, the spec longs will come back in again. It happens every single time. The only question is when, at what point in time, will they want to get the prices up much higher to be able to do what they keep doing because of their physical supply situation at much higher levels. The problem is, as soon as the markets turn to go back up and the moving averages turn, the specs will pile in. Well, if they're buying the gold cartel, who's going to sell? There will be no sellers, none. So it would be a hope trade, but that's what has to occur if they're ever going to get long and stay long for a while.
And do you have any support levels for gold, silver, that you think could be key on any other reactions?
Well, I'm hoping what they've done is washing, you know, both precious metals markets out right now. Of course, they've really got to gain some traction for that to mean anything. But again, what was orchestrated after the Trump election, I've never seen anything like it in my 40 years of watching markets. And it was so, you know, boffo, over the top. And as I said, you know, it's not buy the rumor, sell the news. It was exactly the opposite. So for the markets to do that, it's one of the most extraordinary things in market history. And I don't think people are paying enough attention to that yet.
No, it's interesting you'd say that because, you know, Jim Rickards correctly predicted the close battle. And he also said that you would see gold soar and stocks take a hit. And we saw all four of those predictions come to pass and then instantly unravel in a very bizarre way. And you're the first that I've really heard go into the details here that maybe something was going on nefarious behind the scenes.
Well, I've been pounding my commentary at Lamet's Pole Cafe, Chris. I've been pounding the table on this thing and laying it out from the moment it happened. And it was so obvious and so clear. And it's the one thing at least worth following what the God of Camp has to say, because we understand it. We get it. No one else could explain it. I mean, in terms of what the markets, not no one else. I don't want to be dramatic, but nobody's explaining why the markets did what they did when absolutely no one predicted it. And especially, it's again, if they expected the opposite, you know, buy the rumor, sell the news, but it didn't, it wasn't that way at all.
Please tell people more about La Metropole Cafe as well as Gata, if you'd like.
Well, I've been writing my commentary since 1998, and like I said, I've never seen anything like this in my whole life. People can sign up for a two-week trial if they care to. And Chris Powell, my colleague at Gata, does a great job at Gata.org, and people can sign up on his list also for free.
Well, we appreciate all you do, and we also appreciate you making time for us today on such brief notice.
You're anytime, Chris.
The gold and silver mining sector is red hot. Every investment portfolio needs precious metal shares. GoldSeek.com's top stock analysts have done it again, identifying the next solid gold nugget opportunity, Brazil Resources. Based in the eighth largest economy with a mining-friendly reputation, almost 10 million ounces of gold reserves, industry insiders are accumulating shares of Brazil Resources. The notable management team includes Chairman Amir Adnani, a rising star in the mining industry with a reputation for moving projects rapidly into production. Fortune magazine lists Chairman Adnani in the prestigious list of 40 under 40 ones to watch. watch. Plus, shareholders benefit from the insights and backing of enigmatic Brazilian billionaire Mario Garneiro, CEO of Brazil Invest Group, the nation's foremost merchant and investment bank, and founding director. Their São Jorge project is 100% owned with paved highway access, a nearby workforce, and a hydroelectric power source near the major gold deposits. Their next top project includes three deposits identified by major gold producers, plus their RIA project, which is a joint venture with Areva, benefits from a $10 million treasure map in the hottest address for uranium production in Canada. But the story gets even more exciting with their Whistler project, offering geographic diversification in South Central Alaska. To find out more about this unique opportunity, please direct your web browsers to BrazilResources.com. At Yahoo Finance, ticker symbol BRI.V. Remember, to ride the exciting gold stock run of 2016 and beyond, your portfolio will thank you for adding shares of Brazil Resources.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.